Hey, welcome back here to Wrap Up KER Politics. Going to continue our discussion with Charlotte Cuthbertson, who is a true expert in terms of the U.S. border situation. She may not be the president of the United States, but I got to tell you, she has spent a lot of time down there on both sides of the border, all the way from Tijuana down to the cities in Texas. Now, one comment I want to make is that Charlotte's views are very, very similar to some friends of mine who are Border Patrol people here in Washington State. They happen to be Mexicans, and they agree completely with what Charlotte Cuthbertson is saying, that something really does need to be done. Summarize, Charlotte, if you would, what's going on in California, and then let's get off perhaps and talk a little bit about what the real situation is in terms of the border between Mexico and the United States. Whatever you want to say about California, you're on.
Sure. Well, obviously, one of the major caravans was there in November, and that sort of sparked a nationwide focus on border security. I think the thing about California, though, is it has established itself as a sanctuary state, and that now means that illegal immigrants can get a driver's license. I think a million illegal immigrants have a driver's license in California now. It's become a haven for illegal immigration. I read last week that Kate Steinle's parents, Kate was fatally shot a couple of years ago by an illegal alien who had been deported many times before and had a stolen gun. Now, her parents are unable to sue California for the wrongful death of their daughter. So there are a lot of protections for illegal immigrants in California now, and I think you're going to see a lot more of illegal alien crime because the jails have to let criminals go rather than hand them over to ICE. So I think California has got a bit of a problem with that.
And you're talking about within the universe of illegal immigrants, there are a growing number of criminals. Is that correct?
Not necessarily, but the criminals have more protections. They will not be handed over to ICE when they're in a sanctuary city, unless they are extremely violent crimes. Then the jails are required to release them without notifying ICE. So that's going to become more and more of a problem.
How much examination do the California authorities do with the universe, which is increasing, obviously, their population that consists of known criminals? Are they doing any investigation of that universe at all, Charlotte?
I don't know. Texas has the best numbers. Texas Department of Public Safety has the best numbers publicly available that I've seen as far as dividing the criminal population into illegal aliens and legal and citizens. I think a lot of places conflate legal and illegal immigrants into the same grouping, which doesn't make sense because, you know, someone's here legally should not be put in the same pot of people as those here illegally. So the numbers get a bit skewed that way.
Now, I have to assume that the element, the criminal element that's coming in from Mexico, I have to assume that they aren't necessarily coming in legally in terms of crossing the T's and dotting the I's, but they're basically just, for lack of a better term, streaking across the border whenever they can. Is that a correct assumption, Charlotte, on my part?
Correct. And the cartels and the smuggling groups are using these big groups of families and children to divert Border Patrol's attention away so that they can then get the criminals and the people that don't want to get caught. You know, like I said at the beginning of the program, in the Rio Grande Valley, so far this fiscal year, 25,000 people have evaded Border Patrol. 25,000 people. Don't know who they are, don't know where they are.
Over what period of time, Charlotte?
since October the 1st, 2018, okay. So far this fiscal year. Now, that same Border Patrol sector, Rio Grande Valley, has also apprehended people from 44 different countries coming across illegally this fiscal year. Pakistan, Yemen, Iraq, 44 different countries. So these are not just Central Americans, but most of the Central Americans that are coming across will be claiming asylum and seeking out Border Patrol. But these other people, there's people from everywhere coming in across that border every day. No one knows how many and who they are and what they're going to do and where they'll end up.
So you're saying people from the Middle East are coming into various cities in Mexico and then making a beeline for the borders of the United States and coming in illegally that way. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, a lot of them come up through Costa Rica, up through Panama, up through that region, up through Central America, and then cross the border from Mexico through to the United States. Yeah.
That's pretty interesting. I know that in chatting with one of your colleagues, probably a few months back, chatting with one of your colleagues who mentioned that that was a very effective way for Chinese to get into the country as opposed to, you know, you'd think a sophisticated person like someone from mainland China would just come in legally, but apparently a number of Chinese are coming in for subversive reasons illegally through Mexico, and that's kind of scary.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, China's on that list. Yep, 44 countries. And the Deputy Border Patrol Chief told me that he expects that number will be up to 60 countries by the end of the year.
Wow,
people
that's
coming
amazing.
In illegally. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I know that Josh Phillip, your colleague, was very, very concerned about the Chinese influxes coming in basically from South America and then in the United States through Mexico. And he mentioned the Chinese were supportive of a lot of what I would call subversive measures that people are instigating in the United States right now. Subversive measures being, I think the primary one that Josh mentioned was drugs. You know, the best way to infiltrate a country and take over a country is to take the morals of that country and the health. Morals basically would be mental health and the physical health of that country and diminish it. And he said that basically investigative reporting done by the Epoch Times has shown that that is occurring very definitely with Chinese backing. And to me, that's kind of scary because this whole thing is escalating into a very, very large, sick situation.
Yeah, and that's where most of the fentanyl comes in. So although we hear about fentanyl coming in through the southwest border, still the majority of it is coming through the postal system from China. Now, I don't know how that's going to change with the recent President Xi has said that he's going to make illegal a lot of the fentanyl analogs. I'm not sure how much difference that will make. But yeah, most of the fentanyl coming in is straight from China through the postal system.
You know, that's really sad. It's amazing how people are really the road, the defense that the U.S. truly needs to take is very, very meaningful in size, in my opinion, because countries have been attempting to take over the U.S. for as long as I can remember, which is, you know, going back to the 1940s. And I have to say that now subversive means are becoming more and more prevalent, for lack of better terms. And I have to say that's something that we really have to be careful of. And it's amazing, you know, Donald Trump, I think, you know, love him or hate him, the fact of the matter is that coming in through Mexico, these subversive issues are the most effective, probably the largest place where we can actually stop this, if that's possible. People need to realize that the porous border between the United States and Mexico really is a bad situation. Charlotte Cuthbertson, appreciate your time. I'm relying on you for this because you've been there for a long time. You've seen all of this with your own eyes.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.